ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. Having completed the first part of the Kena Upanishad, we're entering into the second part today. In all those mantras, first the student presents his question. The question itself was a brilliant question, because student already had tremendous understanding of something being there other than the body, mind, sense complex as part of the individual. And it is because of the presence of that alone, the material anatma aspects of the individual become conscious and functional. So he wanted to know, what is that effulgent being? And because of the presence of which all these, the functions happen, and the life itself is possible. So the teacher gave first an indirect answer, again another indirect answer, making it very clear that that is the reality Brahman. Reality Brahman, reality when you say it's reality of the whole, which is implied by the term Brahman, which is always available for recognition as the very truth of oneself. So rest of the verses up to the 8th verse, we have the second line presenting the same thing. Even same thing, that Brahman, the truth of everything, obtaining as the truth of every individual, which enables the existence, functions of all subtle aspects, is Atma. The way it was presented was, and every organ was specifically mentioned, mind was mentioned, every organ was mentioned, and even some of you might have felt, oh, very simple, needam edam upasate, needam edam upasate, needam edam upasate. Oh, Brahman is not anything that is being worshipped. Brahman is not anything. Brahman is not an object, an anidevata, which people worship. This repetition. But in the first line, there's a special attention is given to every small thing. Why can't we say just in one word? They could have finished in one word. Oh, Brahman is the truth of the whole universe, is there all pervasively as the truth of the individual also. So the truth of the individual is the truth of the I, and which is behind the mind, sense organs and pranas. So it is that is you. You could have said and stopped. No, because this is where the tremendous test is given to the patience. How patient we are, how tolerant we are, whether we are able to take this teaching. Oh, why should not say, it's easy to say. The truth is, you are the truth. The sense, the truth of I is a truth of the mind, truth of the sense organs, truth of the pranas, truth of the entire individual human being. You could have said, but very clearly, very beautifully, having taken the attention to the abstract consciousness and saying it is the consciousness which is behind the mind, it is the same consciousness up to the truth of the mind is the truth of the ear, the truth of the eyes, and truth of the smell. So truth of every prana specifically mentioned. Why? Because the whole portion, in Pooja Swamiji's words, I can say the whole portion is meant for contemplation. The teaching is given again and again so that if we feel bored, please take it for granted. We are not yet ready for the contemplation. Because it is a person who is desperately dying to enjoy the benefit of it, definitely will enjoy it and try to place the mind there. So in every mantra, we are helped to place the attention on the very swarupam of I, the very truth of I, what I am. That is where repetition. Because it's not repetition, it's not for anything else. Repetition is to enable us contemplate upon the truth obtaining as our own swarupam, one's own swarupam. So every time we read it, we are helped to pay attention to that Atma, which is abstract, which is formless. So repeatedly it is said. Of course, contemplation is, we know definitely cannot remove ignorance. It is not for knowing something newly what has not yet been known. That is why in all those things, mantras, after the fourth mantra, in all those mantras, nothing new is known. What has been already mentioned is repeated. And given numbers also, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, different mantras. But what is newly taught? Nothing is taught newly. Repeatedly, we are helped to take our attention to our own swarupam, which is the only truth of every organ. When the eye is talked about, and your nature is talked about. When the ear is talked about, your nature is talked about. When the mind is talked about, what you are essentially is you are reminded. That is why Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi is some sort of a Mahavakyam, Tattvamasi Mahavakyam given in a different order. Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi. That consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence, as the very truth of I, is Brahma, which means you are Brahma. In fact, not the reason for giving in that answer itself, that one should not go in search of Brahman anywhere. Why the indirect answer was given? Why it is repeated? Why every sentence, second sentence is the same? Because one should not search for the truth as something other than oneself. That is why Upanishad very carefully presents the teaching. Oh, reading this or writing after going through these mantras, I feel tired, bored. It's the same thing. But Swami used to say that means the desperateness is not there. If that is there, Upanishad is helping to just for you to be there. Because still world is attractive, the world is drawing, pulling attention. Means go back to the world and be there. And then be a karma yogi. Don't need to worry about it. Slowly you can come back. But Upanishad's teaching is for those who are really desperate. So that is what is Upanishad reminds us of this teaching. Okay, having said that, now we enter into the the universe. Anyway, you'll be receiving the note holder can listen to it. Receive, read it. Dvitiya Khandaha. The second part of this Upanishad also more important. The first is first khanda, Prathama Khandaha is very important. The second khanda is also very important because here the how the truth of oneself, which has been already imparted very clearly. In fact, Brahman has been already imparted. Knowledge of Brahman has been imparted. Saying that Brahman is available for recognition as one's own self. In fact, one's own essential nature is Brahma. That has been already made very clear. But still, here, when the teaching is imparted, it is possible for one to say, suppose the teacher, you know, asks, have you understood the teaching? He does not ask, have you known Brahman? Have you recognized Brahman? Have you understood Brahman? The teacher does not ask. But the teacher wants to make sure whether the teaching has been understood by the student correctly. So the teacher really wants to check the understanding, how clearly the student has understood. So in order to test the understanding of the student, the teacher wants to ask a question. And what is the answer the student teacher expects? What is the student? What is the answer does the teacher expect from the student? What's the answer? What should be the answer? Yes, I have understood Brahman well. I have known Brahman well. I know the reality. If the student gives his answer, that answer is a wrong answer. When we ask the question, have you understood the teaching? Have you understood? Yes, I understood the teaching very well. I know Brahman now. I am Brahman myself. No, the student says, I know Brahman now. Well, the student says, and the teacher means wants to say, the person has not understood. How the student was going to give an answer? The teacher wanted to check. Therefore, he presents the question. If the answer is, I am Brahman, the student has understood the teaching. The student says, I know Brahman. That means he is one of the people who is struggling to search for Brahman as an object, which means he is never going to arrive at it. Or he has not understood it also. I know Brahman. Of course, the teacher wants the student to have thorough understanding, no doubt. But the answer must be, I know Brahman. If the student says, it's an incorrect answer, which shows the student's lack of understanding. The student says, I am Brahman myself. Then the student has understood the teaching. So, it's a very beautiful portion. It is a second chapter which is begun to strengthen the understanding and also to make whether to check whether the student has understood correctly. But before we go to the actual mantra, we are going to see Bhagavad Pada's the answer. Okay? Bhagavad Pada's not answer, Bhagavad Pada's commentary on this one. Introduction to the mantra. It's a beautiful commentary. Let us see here. Evam, so dvitiyah khandaha, evam. So evam means what? In this manner. In which manner? As in the previous month, in the previous khanda, previous section, the prathama khanda, the nature of the reality has been already, swarupam of Brahman, being available for recognition as one's own self has been already unfolded. Evam heya upadeya viparitaha heya upadeya viparitaha tvam atma brahma. Heya upadeya viparitastvam atma brahma iti pratyayitaha sishyaha. There is the first sentence. Heyopadeya viparitastvam atma brahma iti pratyayitaha sishyaha. If you break it, evam sishyaha pratyayitaha. In this manner, as expounded in the previous section, the student has been taught to arrive at the reality. Pratyayitaha means the student was actually brought to the truth. Pratyayitaha, he was taught. Evam sishya pratyayitaha. See, pratyayitaha, literally you can say he was taught. Actually, how it should be understood? Pratyayati. So, pratyayati, pratyayati. Meanwhile, the student arrives at the teaching. Evam sishya pratyayitaha. In this manner, student was taught, student was helped to arrive at the truth. How? Heya upadeya viparitaha tvam atma brahma. See, you are atma brahma. Atma is brahma. Your own surup is brahma. What is atma here? Brahma. Heya upadeya viparitaha. See, tvam atma, you are all pervasive reality implied by the term atma, essentially, and which is free from heyam, heyaha, and upadeyaha. Atma is what? Heya upadeya viparitaha. Viparitaha means what? Distinct. You are the atma, the all-pervasive abstract reality, distinct from other than the heyam. Other than the heyam, other than anything which has to be taken, accepted, acquired as a cause. And you are, heyam is rejected, upadeya means accepted. So, heya upadeya viparitaha. So, viparitaha means other than, distinct from. So, you are the atma who are distinct from heyaha, the effect which has to be negated as mithya. And you are distinct from upadeyam, anything which can be acquired as a cause. So, Vishmati, your atma is distinct from the effect and the cause. Effect and the cause. Cause and effect. He upadeya viparitaha. You are the consciousness implied with the atma, distinct from the known effect and the unknown cause. The known effect and the unknown cause. It means you are distinct from the cause and the effect. You are distinct from the entity of the material aspect, the unmanifested cause and the manifested effect. So, heyam stands for effect, which is the manifested, which is to be rejected as mithya. And upadeyam stands for the cause, which can be taken and which is the unmanifested. So you're distinct from both means you're distinct from both known and the unknown. So Heyam stands for the known and Upadayam stands for the unknown. So Hey Upadaya Pritaha Tvamatma Brahma, you are Atma, the Brahman, which is distinct from the known and the unknown, cause and effect. Because we say cause and effect always, no. But always here the word is, the effect comes first, Heyam comes first. That's okay. The meaning is Heya Upadeya Pritahatam Atma Brahmaiti Sishaha Pratyayitaha. So the student, after having gone through the first eight mantras, sorry, seven mantras, the content of seven mantras, presented as an answer to the student's question, a student cannot now look for Atma, search for the Atma as an object other than oneself. He must have already arrived at Atma as one's own self. So heya upadeya vipritaha tamatma brahma pratyayitaha sishyaha. Then ahameva brahma sushtu veda, ahameva brahma iti sushtu veda, ahamiti ma grinniyat. Ahameva brahma sushtu veda, aham iti ma grinniyat. See, there are two answers. Ahameva brahma, first ahameva, ahameva, that's the first answer. Ahameva brahma, I self am Brahman myself. Otherwise, Brahma Brahma iti, then sushtu veda ahamiti. Ahameva Brahma iti, ahameva Brahma iti. The answer is what the student has been taught well, that the student must have understood what ahameva Brahma, I self am Brahman myself iti. Otherwise, sushtu veda ahamiti. Sushtu means well. I know well. I know well means object is implied. I know well Brahman. I self am Brahman myself, or I know well Brahman. Sushtu veda aham iti ma grinniyat. Oh my God. The student should not grasp the teaching wrongly and should come out with an answer, I know well Brahman. Sushtu veda aham, aham sushtu veda Brahma iti ma grinniyat. This for the second answer, Brahman is implied. Okay. Ahameva Brahma iti kama sushtu veda aham iti ma grinniyat. I know well Brahman. Thus, the student should not ma grinniyat. He should not grasp in such a way, which means He still, from some other than the self, is Brahman. Griniyat iti ashayat, iti ashayat aha acharyaha, iti ityashayadaha acharyaha, iti ashayat acharyaha aha. So ashayaha means what? Okay, with an intention of dissuading the student from such an understanding that I know well Brahman. And sishya buddhi vichalanartham. See, chalanam means shaking, moving. If something moves by itself, you can say what? Chalati. Chalati means moves. Chalayati, you make it, you shake it. So chalanam is a causative of chalanam. Chalati chalayati. Chalanam chalanam. The V is the prefix. So Shishya Buddhi Vichalanartham. For the purpose of shaking the understanding of the student. Shishya Buddhi Vichalanartham. For the purpose of shaking and testing the understanding of the student. Understanding of his the Shishya Buddhi Vichalanartham Yad Ityadi Yadi Ityadi. So that which etc. What is that which we are going to see that? So now Acharya's introduction to the following mantra, the first mantra. So now you know very well, the student has been taught very well already, that teaching has been imparted, the student must have understood because the Mahavakyam was presented, the student must have really understood Brahman as one's own self. And he understood, his expression must be, I am Brahman myself. Instead the student says, I know well Brahman, then that is, there's no understanding. Such a grasping should not be there. With this, with an intention of dissuading such an understanding, the teacher, for the sake of really shaking and testing the student's understanding, this teacher said the following verse, the following sentence. Okay, before we go to actual mantra, let us see the now. Nanu. Then we hear the Purapakshi. Okay, what should be the answer? Nanu Ishta Yeva Suveda Ahamiti Nishchita Pratipattihi. So Purapakshi tells, Pratipattihi means understanding. Pratipadyate understands. Attains. Here pratipattihi understanding. Nishchita pratipattihi means firm, clear understanding. Nishchita pratipattihi. Ascertained understanding, firm understanding, clear understanding. Nishchita pratipattihi. So he is asking, so nanu implies the question here. Suveda aham iti, I know well Brahman. The student says, I know well. Suveda aham, Veda means I know. Suveda, very well. I know Brahman very well. Iti, such an answer is what now? Such a firm understanding. Ishta eva is desired. Such understanding is desired by you, that such an answer is desired by you, expected by you. Isn't it? Suveda aham iti nishchita pratipattihi ishta. What has been expected by you, desired by you is this answer. Isn't it? This one should say, I have understood well. Very well. This is the desired answer, expected answer. And that answer should reveal what? The firm understanding. This is what expected by you, isn't it? So Purapakshi is asking. So, Suveda Aham means what? I know Brahman. Brahman is implied here. I know it well, rightly. ननु इति निश्चिता प्रतिपत्ति इष्टा एव इज इन सच एन अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑन द डाउट फ्री क्लियर basis is desirable? Is such understanding desirable? He is asking. The teacher says, Satyam. Yes. What does he say? Ishta Nishchita Pratipattihi. Nishchita Pratipattihi Ishta. Nishchita Pratipattihi Ishta. Firm understanding is desirable, no doubt. Doubt free, unshakable. Firm understanding is desirable. But nahi suveda ahamiti. Definitely not. I know very well. This is not the answer desirable for me. Nahi, not at all. The answer which is not at all expected is what? Suveda ahamiti. Suveda ahamiti what? I know very well. Aham Suveda. I know very well. Iti, thus, this answer is not desirable. Yadhi Vedyam Vastu Mishayi Bhavati Tat Sushtu Veditam Shakyam. Yadi Vedyam Vastu Maybe Vishayi Bhavati. Vishayi, not Mishayi. Yeah, Vishayi, not Mishayi. Spelling mistake. Yadhi Vedyam Vastu Vishayi Bhavati Tat Sushtu Vedam Shakyam. What he says, Vedyam Vastu, the object which is to be known, Vedyam Vastu, Vastu, anything, any object here. Vedyam Vastu, an object which is to be known, something which is to be known, is an object. Vishayi bhavati. Vishayi bhavati means what? Becomes an object of knowledge. Something to be known is an object of knowledge. It becomes objectifiable. Tat sushtu vetum shakyam. It is possible to know that object well. If what is to be known, if a thing which is to be known is an object, or becomes an object. Vishayi bhavati means becoming an object. So Vishayi karoti means objectifies. Vishayi bhavati means what? Becomes an object. Vishayaha bhavati, Vishayi bhavati, one verb. Yad he, indeed, yad that which is to be known, a thing that which is to be known, becomes an object, then tat vedit sushtu veditum shakyam. It is possible to know that well. I know something well. When you say you are the knower and use the term verb know, and then what is to be known by you is something other than you. Then, if you know well, you can say that we're correct. So he says, Yadhi Vastu Vedyam. That thing which is to be known, Vishayi Bhavati. Indeed, if it becomes an object, that's Vedyam, Sushtu Vedyam Shakyam. It is possible to know that thing well. He gives an example. Dahyam iva dagdhum agnehe dagduhu natu agnehe swarupameva. See, dahyam means dahya is a potential passive participle, like how vedya, peya, dahya. So dahyam is that which can be burned. Anything which can be burnt, dahyam, dagdum, shakyam, dahyam dagdum iva. Dagdum, to burn something which can be burnt. Dahyam dagdum iva shakyam. It is possible to know anything if it becomes an object. Like what? It is possible for the fire to burn anything which can be burnt. Dahyam dagdum shakyam. Agnehe. Dagduhu agnehe. For the fire which burns. See, make a note of it. See, dagdha. Dagdha means the one who burns, that which burns. Rikaranta pullinga shabdha. Dagdru shabdha. Dahati iti dagdha. Dagdha rukaranta pullinga shabdha. That which burns. Fire burns. Agnihi dahati. Therefore, agnihi is said known as dagdha. And what the positive kiram of dagdha? Dagduhu. Dagduhu agnehe dahyam dagdum shakyam. We have to make a complete sentence. Dagduhu agnehe, for the fire which burns things, it is possible to burn any something which can be burnt. Dahyam dagdum shakyam dagduhu agnehe. Dahyam dagdum shakyam dagduhu agnehe. For a dagdha agnihi, for the fire which burns, dahyam dagdum shakyam. It is possible to burn something which can be burned. Similarly, if what is to be known, something to be known is there, it is possible to know that object well. Natu agnehe swarupameva. So, dagduhu agnehe swarupameva dagdum na shakyam. It is not possible for the fire to burn its own swarupam. What is swarupam of the fire? Heat is the inseparable swarupam of the fire. So heat is the intrinsic inseparable property of the fire. Its own essence, nature of nature. The fire can burn anything which can be burned, but what cannot be burned is its own swarupam. Fire cannot burn the heat. Its own swarupam, because of which alone fire is capable of burning anything else. Isn't it? So he says, Agtu natu agnehe swarupameva dagdum shakyate adagdum shakyam. So it is not possible for the fire to burn its own swarupam, the heat. Whereas, dagduhu agnehe dahyam dagdum shakyam. It is possible for the fire to burn anything which can be burnt, but not its own swarupam, the heat. Similarly, it is possible for one to know which can be known, which is knowable, but not one's own swarupam. Okay, very, very beautiful example here. The heat, which is the very swarupam of the fire, because of its swarupam, because of its power alone, it is capable of burning others. See, here the knower also is capable of knowing anything other than oneself because of one swarupam of knowing. Knowing is the very swarupam of the knower. Therefore, the knower is capable of knowing anything else, anything which can be known, anything which is knowable. But the knower cannot know it, the one's own swarupam, the knowing swarupam. So the knowing swarupam is not an object of knowing. The burning swarupam, the heat is not an object which can be burnt. The heat is very swarupam because of which the burning is possible. So also the knower swarupam is knowing because of which the knowing is possible. That cannot be known. That's why dahyam iva. Just as that which can be burnt, it is possible for the fire to burn, not the fire's own, its own swarupam, the heat. Sarvasya hi vedituhu swatma brahma sarvasya vedituhu hi swatma brahma. For every knower, sarvasya, sarvas vedita, again vedita is a rikaranta pullinga shabdaha, knower. So in nominative case, vedita, veditru shabdaha. So vedituhu, sarvasya vedituhu, he indeed, for every knower, swa atma, one's own self, one's own essential nature, is Brahma, Swatma Brahma. Swatma Swatma. For every knower, one's own self is Brahma. Iti Sarva Vedantanam Sunishchitaha Artaha. Iti Sarva Vedantanam Sunishchitortaha. Sarva Vedantanam means what? Of all the Upanishads which form part of the concluding part of all the Vedas. Sarva Vedantanam, of all the Upanishads, Sunischitaha Artaha. This is the firm vision. Sunischitaha Artaha means the ascertained, unshakable, firm vision of all the Upanishads uniformly is that Brahman, the swarupam of every knower, one's own self, the innermost self of every knower is Brahma. Sarvasya vedituhu hi Swatma Brahma, not somebody else's Atma. For you, your own self is Brahma. For every knower, for every individual knower, one's own self is Brahma. One's own essential nature is Brahma. And if a person discovers one's own self being Brahma, in the light of the knowledge of one's own self, one can understand everyone's swarupam being Brahman. Therefore, this is what is Sarva Vedantanam Sunischitortaha. Sarvesham Vedantanam Sunischitaha Artaha. Sunischitaha Artaha means this is the clear, ascertained, unshakable, firm vision of all the Upanishads uniformly, that the knowers, every knower's swarupam, one's own self, is Brahma. Therefore what? One cannot know Brahman as an object. Ihacha tadeva pratipaditam. Here also, in the previous section, which has been already completed, here also, Tadeva pratipaditam. That fact. That fact, what's the fact? Brahman, the truth of the entirety of the cosmos being the truth of one's own self. The reality of the entirety of the universe, reality of everything being one's own essential nature, has been already taught. Tadeva pratipaditam. That fact alone has been taught already. That vision alone has been imparted already. Tadeva means what? Tat Upanishadic vision has been already imparted in the previous section. Tadeva brahmatvam viddhi na idam yadidam upasate. Not anything which people worship as this. Brahman is not that. Brahman is that pure consciousness, abstract reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, as the meaning of the word I. Therefore, ihacha tadeva pratipaditam. So what is sarva vedantanam sunishchitaha artaha kaha? What is the firm vision of, uniform vision of all the Upanishads? And that vision alone has been already imparted, taught. Ihacha tadeva pratipaditam. Katham pratipaditam. Prashna prativachana uktya. That fact alone has been already taught in the form of question and answer. Prashna prativachana uktya. By stating the question and answer, such as Shrotrasya Shrotram ityadhyaya. Shrotrasya Shrotram iti adhyaya uktya. By statements, uktihi means a statement. Uktihi, statement. Iti adhyaya uktya. By statements such as this, Shrotrasya Shrotram, etc. In the form of question answer, that Upanishadic vision has been already imparted in the previous 8-7 mantras. And especially he goes to a specific mantra. Yadvacha anabhyuditam iticha viseshataha avadharitam. Yad vacha anabhyuditam. So Brahman is that which is not revealed, which cannot be revealed by any word. And Brahman is that because of the blessing of which alone very utterance of any word is possible. So he says, yad vacha anabhyuditam iti viseshataha avadharitam. It has been clearly understood specifically to the unfoldment of the statement that how Brahman, being abstract formless reality, cannot be the very truth of every organ of knowledge, every organ of action. It cannot be revealed by a word. And because of it, the word, the revealing of the word is possible. This is how the nature of Brahman has been already specifically understood, taught and understood. Yadvacha anabhyuditam iti cha viseshataha avadharitam. I'm sure you remember that how, why no word can reveal reality. When all the words used, such as, jnanam brahma, chathatyam brahma, or novar brahma, chaitanyam brahma, any word we use to imply the reality, all the words are used only to distinguish Brahman from the standpoint of anatma prapanchaha. The standpoint of Brahman, the abstract reality, abstract formless reality, no word can be used. Which means reality is absolutely formless, abstract reality, and which is of the nature of knowing. That is why it was very clear, it was clarified what is Brahman has been already understood very well as the abstract reality. Yad vacha anabhyutam iti cha visheshataha avadharitam. Not only that, Brahmavit sampradaya nischayaha cha uktaha. Brahmavit sampradaya nischayaha cha uktaha. Brahmavit sampradaya nischayaha. See, sampradaya nischayaha means the clear vision, the definiteness of the vision, the clarity of vision, which has been being revealed by the teachers of the lineage. Yet by the knowers of Brahman, also has been mentioned earlier. So Brahmavit means knower of Brahman, but knower of Brahman is a teacher. And here, sampradaya nischayaha, Brahmavit sampradaya nischayaha means definiteness, firmness of the vision of the self being Brahman and confirmed by the wise people of the unbroken lineage of teachers. It had been also mentioned earlier. The teacher said, no, we don't know how anyone else would teach, impart Brahman. Do you remember that now? And asmakam purvesham sushruma. We have heard, this is what we have heard from our teachers, former teachers, ancient teachers. Iti shushrima purvesham. The teacher said, we do not know how anyone would teach this Brahman. Iti shushrima purvesham, which means that even in that mantra, the teacher made very clear, not that the teacher did not know what Brahman was. What he mentioned was, it is not possible to make the student understand Brahman as an object. The student has to understand Brahman means he must be helped to arrive at Brahman as the very Swarupa of the knower, one's own self, not as an object. So if at all any teacher is trying to teach Brahman as an object, it is not possible. So how anyone should teach? Because that is, sampradaya does not recommend it. So what he says is, Brahmavit sampradaya nischayaha. Sampradaya nischayaha cha uktaha. It was mentioned by the teacher. What is the clear vision given by the teachers of this lineage who know the proper teaching methodology? Also mentioned, how anya devatad vidita datho avidita dadhi iti. Brahman was very clearly taught how the ancient teachers taught Brahmavit, the knowers, the Brahmavidaha, knowers of Brahman, are the teachers of this Guru Sishya Parampara, who know the teaching methodology, sampradaya, how they taught Brahman, how they, it was also mentioned how Brahman was taught by the teachers, you know, the sampradaya. Also mentioned, anya devatad viditad aviditadadhi. This is how it was taught. So Brahman is that which is neither the subject nor the object, which is distinct from both subject and object. Though Brahman is non, not distant from the known and the unknown. Viditat aviditat adhi. Brahman is that which is other than the known and the unknown. The known and the unknown, the cause and the effect. Brahman is that which is other than the known and the unknown. This is how it has been taught. Indirectly, the answer was given. Known and the unknown means Brahman does not come under the category of the knowable at all. Object alone can come under the category of the knowable. And what cannot come under that which cannot come under the category of the knowable is the subject of knowledge, the knower. For Brahman is the Swarupam of the knower, the subject of knowledge, which does not come under the category of the known, knowable. So Brahman is that which is distinct from the knowable, known, and the unknowable, known. That is, no, unknown, known. Unknown and the known. The unknowable is the knower. The knowable known, the knowable unknown. Brahman is that which is other than the knowable known, the knowable unknown. Which means Brahman is the unknowable. The unknowable is this knower. And the knower Swarupam is Brahman. This is how knower Swarupam is Brahman means Brahman can never be arrived at as an object. It has to be, it can be arrived only as the truth of one's own self. Can never be imparted as an object. And this clear vision given by the teachers who know the Sampradaya also was mentioned in the previous section as Anya Devata Vidita Datho Avidita Dadi Iti. So Upanyastam Upasamharishyati Cha. So what has been already taught, the teacher is going to conclude. Upasamharishyati Cha. So there's a statement in other Upanishad. People who say they know Brahman, they do not know. And people who say they do not know Brahman, they know. So, avijñātam vijānatam. Avijñātam vijānatam. For people who say they know, for them, Brahman is unknown. Avijñātam. Vijñātam avijānatam. Brahman is known for those who do not know. Brahman is the known for those who do not know. Brahman is the unknown for those who know. What does it mean? Brahman is object of knowledge, for them Brahman is unknown. Brahman is not an object of knowledge, then there's a possibility of knowing, or they must be already knowing, or there's a possibility of knowing. Iti tasmad yuktameva sishyasya suveda iti buddhim nirakartam. Therefore, it is very right, is appropriate to reject such wrong understanding of the student. If he says, I know Brahman well, the student says, that answer, it's appropriate to reject that answer as an incorrect answer. We'll continue tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.